We're with Rudder High School campus coordinator and head football coach Greg Morgan. And coach, first of all, thanks for taking the time to join us. But second of all, what played into your decision to retire? And when you look back at your time as a high school football coach, especially your time at Rudder, what comes to mind?
Well, I got 34 years in, and I'm fixed to turn 57. You know, my last 2 years here at Rudder were pretty challenging, but at the same time, pretty exciting. You know, I was brought in here with the opportunity to bring in a new mix of coaches and kind of a new attitude towards the program here. You know, Coach Angel, our athletic director, and Brian gave me that opportunity. And so I think that we've made some big strides here. And success is relative, depending on where you are. But I think that the program, with the big win over Brian my first year, and then, you know, winning three district games this year, you know, were positive steps in the development of the program. So, while they were very challenging, it was really fun to go about trying to, you know, move the program in the right direction. And I think we made some strides in that area, especially with the assistants, you know, on the staff that we were able to have. And, you know, prior to that, I was a long time there in Madisonville, 16 years, 15 as the head coach, and, you know, thought I was going to retire and die there. But, you know, things, you know, somebody, we always have a way in a career of 34 years. So, you know, I've won a few games and lost more than I care to remember, but I got great memories from it, and, you know, great relationships with kids that have played with me, and you know, life-lasting relationships with coaches that, you know, have always been a huge part of my life. And, you know, my social life is wrapped around them. My working life is wrapped around them. So there'll be some adjustment, I'm sure, when I go off into the sunset. But, you know, it's been a great ride. Started my career early in life in Louisiana and worked over there for 4 or 5 years before making the move to Texas 30 years ago. I've got one of the greatest coaches' wives around, and she supported me all the way along. And as we've been approaching this time in our careers, you know, we've talked on and off about, you know, when it's going to be time and when you feel like it's going to be time. And so, you know, we've been hashing it over for several months now, and, you know, finally came to the conclusion that maybe it's time for me to turn the page and look at a new chapter. And so that's what we're going to do and go on from there.